Well, Vanessa Cole joins us, and Public Housing Futures Research and Campaign. Housing advocates has shown that Caring Order suffers from stigmatisation and underfunding. A People's Review of Caring Order in Defence of Public Housing wants the government to have a long-term commitment to building and retrofitting public housing at pace and scale that will truly address the housing crisis. Vanessa Cole, Transforming Affordable Housing, is one of her kaupapa, and she's kindly with us for a kōrero on that front. Vanessa, tēnā koe, ko Dale, tēnā.
Morena, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Vanessa. Well, firstly, what drove you into this space, Vanessa? Why are you interested in public housing? I find the review very intriguing, which we'll talk of in a moment. How did you end up putting your efforts into this space, Vanessa?
Well, I guess I've been involved in trying to research and organise around public housing for the past 10 years. I was really involved back in the times of the previous national government when they were doing their social housing reform program and trying to organise around resisting the transfers of state housing and the sell-off of state housing that was happening then. So it's been something really important to me for a really long time. But with this particular review, I guess as public housing advocates, we decided to do this People's Review of Caring Order as we were really deeply concerned that the government's own review is kind of being used as a smokescreen to reduce the role of the state in the ownership provision and building of public rental housing, and as a consequence, kind of slow down the progress that's been made to build homes we desperately need. And we see this as being an absolute disaster, and it will see more people and families driven into poverty and homelessness.
Tēnā koe, Vanessa. We're on a Māori radio station, and we know that many of the tenants in Caring Order Whare are our people, so it has some resonance. Let's just talk about public housing. Why do we need it? And then we'll talk about why you think our public housing strategies aren't up to scratch. But why do we need public housing?
I think we need more and better public housing if we're going to ensure that our communities actually have access to decent, stable, accessible and truly affordable housing. I mean, our report really calls for a massive increase in public housing stock to meet the true demand of public housing, which we know extends actually far beyond our current wait list to the many people that are living in housing stress. And this includes the 350,000 people who access landlord subsidies in the form of accommodation supplement simply because they can't afford housing costs without that support. We also have the highest number of low-income households paying more than 40% of their income on rent in the OECD. And by 2048, we're actually going to have 40% of people who are retiring that will retire as renters. So if you kind of combine our very low levels of public housing and the need for public housing, which is actually beyond the wait list, we can see that we're actually falling behind. And in our research, we looked at kind of overseas and how much public housing stock existed. And our public housing stock is around 3.8% of all homes, whereas the OECD average is 7%, the UK 17%, and the Netherlands 34%. So we're actually falling behind internationally when it comes to public housing. We know countries that have a more expensive public housing stock, and it's more available to more people, that they actually have better housing outcomes.
Tēnā koe, Vanessa. Can we talk about stigmatisation and underfunding?
Of course. I guess I feel like there's been years and years of stigmatisation and of public housing and public housing tenants, and I think that partly this is to do with a history of public housing becoming residualised. That means kind of reducing it to those in the most need. When it was first kind of created, it was more expensive. There was more people and families that lived in it, so people had more of a collective ownership over it. But as we saw it getting reduced to those in the most need, we saw people start to dismiss it as being a public resource, like our hospitals and our schools. And I think that there's been a lot of stories in the media recently about public housing and public housing tenants that tell a particular story. And I think that there's another story to be told about public housing and its important role in providing really stable, secure housing for people in our communities. And I guess with the underfunding, the government's really pushing this idea that Kāinga Ora is in too much debt. And I think we really need to put this into perspective that successive governments have actually starved the public housing program and starved Kāinga Ora of the capital that's needed to maintain and build public housing at the scale we need. And as Kāinga Ora kind of got back into house building again in under the previous Labour government, after years and years of neglect, they were forced to kind of borrow from private markets to do this because the government wasn't actually investing consistent resources and long-term resources into Kāinga Ora to build at scale.
But it's not helped by references and flippant comments, sometimes politically, bottom feeders, low life, rowdy tenants. It paints a picture of those who have no alternative but to seek ACOM through Kāinga Ora. And many of them are great people, great neighbours, great tenants. But sadly, the media seems to delight in painting this sort of picture. That's part of the stigmatisation that tenants are trying to battle against, ne?
Yes, and I think that what was really interesting in the research and talking to people, and we talked to not just those on the waitlist and public housing tenants, but talked to renters and homeowners, and it was quite surprising to see a lot of homeowners that are really actually supportive of having more public housing in their communities, because they know that having stable housing actually leads to thriving communities. It leads to people being able to put their roots down in the community, have that stability, be able to connect in with their community on a long-term basis. And so I think that there's a different story out there, but it's not being told in the media, and we're constantly hearing these negative stories, which actually contributes to the public not supporting public housing as a model for dealing with our housing crisis when it's so important.
Well, I grew up in a state house, and many had the advantage of that. As you say, it offers some stability. As far as Kāinga Ora and even the name, I mean, at a time when they're looking to say, oh, well, you're using too much Māori. As a proud Māori guy, I get sometimes hoha too, because